Simon Tzadik Tess, Sa'if Hay in the Ramah. V'davkushin is Arav Yavish B'Yavish. This whole din of B'Shogeg Mutter, if you added to a mixture that's not bottle to, and got it to a ratio that's bottle, only applies by Yavish B'Yavish. For instance, you have a kosher hot dog and a non-kosher hot dog, and you add a kosher hot dog. So now you have Yavish B'Yavish Chad B'Trei. Or, and by Yavish B'Yavish, there's no Tarovis, they're freestanding. Oh, afilu lach balach, when you have a mixture, Lamanda Omar, She'ein Omri Brechticha, Atzma Nasis Nevela, Kedil El Simen Tzadik Beis. Or we're talking about Isser and Heter, Min B'She'ein Omino, where we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela, or Min B'Mino, where there's a din of Shishim, Midrabanan, where we also say Chaticha Nas Nevela, Midrabanan. Ava Chaticha Shebola Isser, but if you have either a liquid in a solid, or a solid in a liquid, where there's Bliya of Isser, and there's a freestanding piece of Isser, Loi Nahani Nishani Taisuf Achachacha had there. It does help that you added, for instance, water afterwards or kosher soup. To Amrinam Bei Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela. The original mixture all becomes Osir. So, for instance, if you drop 3 ounces of Nevela into 20 ounces of water and you cooked it up, that water needs 23 times 60, which is 1380 ounces to be mevatel. V'yesh aimrim, says the Ramah, da'afil b'malkam d'loy amrin nechaticha atzma nasis nevela. Even in a case, let's say, by lach b'lach, loy mahani ahetu levatel, the added soup doesn't help to mevatel the, let's say, 3 ounces of non-kosher beef stock, ella im nitoisiv koidim shenoida tarovis, except if you had 180 ounces of kosher beef stock or kosher soup fall in one shot. Avlim noida tarovis. If 90 fell in and it was discovered that there was non-kosher beef, and then another 90 fell in, or he discovered that a piece of meat fell in and he didn't know it was treif, and then he added another 90, and then it was found out that it was treif, or, according to some achrayim, he thought at that point when there was 90 that it's mutter levatel iser l'chatchila, and he added another 90. Le'mahani mashani toisav achakach. It doesn't help that he added afterwards, because we don't say that im riba b'shoigeg mutter, except if it happened at one time. But if noida bein tayim, if it happened in the middle, then even by lach balach, says the Ramah, we would say chaticha nas nevela. Obviously, it's talking about where there's no hefsed merub. Well, fiza, says the Ramah, hayetzor chachochem hamoire, the person coming to paskin on this pot, levatel Isser, and this pot has a shiloh bittel Isser, he would have to ask, he would have to lachkor im nitoisif haheter lachar shenoida, where the heter was added after it was identified that the piece of meat fell in the pot. But even the Rambam admits, v'loy noyhagu kain, and there is no precedent to act in this way among the Meirei HaRoah, as the Darkei Moshe himself says that he didn't see any one of his rebbes following this line of questioning. The Shach, in Siman Katan Tezvav, takes issue with this Rambam, because it would come out from the Rambam that Chticha Nas Nevela is not created except if you knew of the falling. But if you didn't know that the piece of Nevela fell in, it could not create Chticha Nas Nevela, even if you found out later at the point that there was already 60. Connected the original Nevela. As it says in the Shach, the Divrei, Mikom Lakom Divrei, as a Rehat of Arav Tzarachiyu, the Kivin, the Kaimel, and Chaticha Nas Nevela, since there's a din called Chaticha Nas Nevela. When Isser falls into Heter, and there's no Bittel, so the whole mixture becomes usher, and we need shishim keneged the whole mixture. Im keng miyag shishinis arva, when the first 30 times the nevela fell in, it became mixed up, and nas nevela, the whole 30 of kosh with the 1 ounce of treif becomes usher. Umabas, then what difference does it make, shaloi noida, that we don't know about it? Mikom lokom yad nechshav kechaticha nevela. Chaticha nas nevela happens on its own, without our knowing about it. V'loi motzinu b'shum poisek. We didn't find any poisek. L'chalik bein noida oiloi. To distinguish between noida or not noida. And he brings many rayas. And he concludes, Vulai Gamharav Chazarboy, that even maybe the Ramah backed away from this distinction. Ulachain Loikosav Din Zebahagoisov Vitzarchian. So on this point, that maybe the Ramah was Chozer, the Pesche Tshuva in Siman Katan Vav says that maybe he was only Chozer if at the time that the 30 was added, the Nevela was taken out. But if the Nevela is still in, what difference does it make at the time there was 30 or at the time of the 60? There's Noida now. And it again can become Nevela. As he said, Kivin Shesilkula Oif Mehakadera Kaidim Shinoida, Oidin Stanakadera Kaidim Shinoida, Bazehu Dinastapik Hashachim Haramachazar Boyoloi, Ubozek Kosov Haprima Godim, that we don't know Klar, whether that's us or mutter. And therefore, if you're Mekel and have some Reuben in that case, or the Tzarech Shabbos in that case, then we don't look askance at such a Pesach. However, if the Isser is still in the pot and the pot is hot, then we're pretty sure, says the Pesach Tshuva, that the Ramah wasn't chozer from his Hairah, and in that case, the Shach would aser, and the Ramah would also aser, and he for sure was chozer from the distinction of Noida. Noida would only be if it was Noida at the end, and in the middle, the Nevela was removed. The Paiskim want to know why we don't ask this Shaila of the person bringing the Tairovas. The Ramo at the end says that he didn't see his Rabbein be noyeg, that they asked at what point did the shishim accumulate? Was it at the point of the original pouring in, or it happened in stages? Says the Taz and the Shach that there's a rule called Ichzuke Isur Leimach Sakina. We don't assume if we have a pot that comes in front of us and there's shishim of heter and 1 ounce of iser, we don't assume that it happened in an oifen ha'aser. The oifen ha'aser would be that he first dropped 30 times the iser and then he dropped another 30 times the iser while the first, after the dropping the first 30 times, the 30 ounces of heter became nevela. We assume, when we see the pot, that the nevela fell into 60, and that's how you got this mixture. Secondly, we also assume that he knew that it was Osir originally. And therefore, if it had even fallen in 30, he would have come to ask the Meir HaRah at that point. Because we're not dealing with Rishoyim. Russia would just serve the soup with no questions asked. So we have this klal of Achzuke Yisur Eloi Machzakinan. We've said before that by Lach Balach Behefse Meruba, one could be Mekel. Additionally, the Paiskim say that by Lach Balach Baloi Hefsid Meruba, but if it's Loi Noida Bein Tayim, we can use the Heter of the Ramah Betziruf with the din of Lach Balach. But if it's Lach B'Yavesh, the Paiskim say we shouldn't be Mekel like the Ramah Beloy Noida, but we should be machmer like the Shach, that Chaticha Nas Nevela was created at the first juncture. The Taz once says like this: In Yadua Lahamayrish and Itoisif, if the Paisik knows that the mixture was created in two shots, but he doesn't know when it was added. Was it added before the Chatichas Nevela fell in or not? Then he should ask when the extra heter was added. Because he says that his rule of Achzuke Yisur Loi Machzakinan doesn't apply, because here we know we have that there was an addition. We just don't know when the addition happened. As opposed to when we see the pot, the shishim, we don't know if there was an addition or whether the piece of nevela fell in when there was already shishim in the pot.